Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I am your host, Ryan O'Clavin, and this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the holiday entertainment at Walt Disney World, and this is the Hollywood Studios edition of that. So we're going to be talking whether it's a hit or miss, and to join me for this discussion, we've got Jackie Gailey.
Hi, guys.
Steve Porter.
Hello.
And Craig Williams.
Hi!
And ahoy. And like we said there, that this is the, we're going to do another edition of these episodes for Epcot to talk about all their holiday entertainment over there. But we thought it'd be fun to just kind of run through all the offerings that Disney's Hollywood Studios has this year and see how we feel about it, whether it's a hit, a miss, you know, or just whatever. We don't care about it. So I've broken it up into entertainment, food, decorations, and then just a random Santa Claus greeting. So I guess he would technically be entertainment, but I'm going to jump right in here with the big draws here, which are the entertainment. That is Sunset Seasons Greetings, which is the projection show that happens on the Tower of Terror. And then there's Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. So Sunset Seasons Greetings is, hold on, I have the official, you can watch on Sunset Boulevard become a winter wonderland as the Hollywood Tower Hotel is transformed with projections and new laser effects this year depicting holiday stories of beloved Disney characters. Steve, have you seen the show?
I have. Well, I saw it last year. It is basically the same from what I've been told.
Right.
Yeah. For me, it just depends on your expectations, but my expectations were that it was going to be like a show. So for me, it was a miss because if you like it just in the background, I like that as like added theming. But if you're there to just stand and stare at Tower of Terror, I don't think it's like a full show in what I'm used to seeing as like, you know, a projection show on the castle. It's not at that level for me.
Mm-hmm. Jackie. Well, oh. Sorry.
I'm just going to butt in there.
I know you got strong feelings about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I love the projection shows on it, specifically Sunset Seasons Greetings. This is the counterbalance to the madness that you see for something like Once Upon a Time, where it's like, okay, everyone has to get their space and sit up and wait for the show that ends up ultimately being kind of disappointing. And
what? I thought you loved Once Upon a Time.
I love Happily Ever After.
Oh, Happily Ever After. I always get the two mixed up. Sorry.
Yeah. Once Upon a Time is the end of the night projection show, which it does have beautiful moments, but because you do have to take some planning, get your good spot for it, it puts that much extra effort into it that it's like, okay, now I have to live up to expectations. Whereas with something like the Tree of Life Awakenings at Animal Kingdom, or in this case, Sunset Seasons Greetings, you don't have to wait for hours, or not that you have to for Once Upon a Time either, but you don't
half
even have to, you don't even have to wait anything.
You can stroll
up when you're ready to finally see it and you'll watch it. And you can decide, oh, do I want to stay through the full loop, which is only roughly 10 minutes to see all four projections, or do I just want to watch one, get a taste of it and leave? It's just, it makes it so much nicer being able to do it that way. And most of the time some people just walk on by and act like it's not there. And you see people who are usually getting really into it because they're seeing all the little details on Tower of Terror that I think a lot of people don't necessarily notice. They're enjoying the video loops that go with it. They love the snow coming down, which is like just a massive amount of snow to the point that it's getting up everyone's noses. It's that powerful. So for me, it is a total hit. I love it.
Jackie?
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I think it's so cool. I think that the backdrop is really cool on the Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. I love how they do little things on each of the little levels.
All the levels, yeah.
I love to just, I mean, and you can see it walking all the way down Sunset Boulevard. You just watch the whole. I think it's so, so cool. And the snow is just the topper for me. I mean, I love it.
I'm starting to think, like, are you secretly like the Sunset Seasons Greeting, this beautiful Christmas package on the outside, and the psychotic person on the inside? I'm just kidding. I agree with Jackie and Craig. Sorry, Steve.
Well, and mine was not that I dislike it. It's just that I don't think it's I'm going to sit there and watch it. It's like, I'm going to, if it's on in the background, that's great. We but got I'm a not regular. Gonna stand in the middle of Sunset Boulevard and watch
Scrooge it. Scrooge McDuck over
it
here.
It sort of mesmerizes me.
There's no story.
Okay.
So, what's the story? Can anyone tell me the story?
Well, I will there's
tell
the you, Holiday Toy Hotel. There's four different
yeah, but that's,
little...
you're just listing the theme.
Well, my first experience was this year. Craig and I were there filming a holiday treat video, having a delightful eggnog treat that if you have not had it yet, you must go and try it. $5, Catalina Eddie's, I believe. And it just started going off. And I do agree. I love that it is consistent. It is literally going. Although there was a point where I was like, we're trying to record a video. Can you quiet down for a second? But it like goes, once it starts going, it just keeps going and it doesn't stop. So it is, I like the ease of being able to just go whenever. And there is something really unique about standing on Sunset Boulevard or the very, you know, fake version of it and like seeing snow fall with the palm trees there. Cause I was like, it's different than at Magic Kingdom. Cause Magic Kingdom is supposed to be like, okay, this is your old town USA. And like, it's very picturesque, postcard-esque, but then you're like, when does it ever snow in Hollywood? You know? And that was it. So it's kind of a cool, but Craig makes a good point too. Cause while you're there waiting for that, or like while you're walking around there too, it plays a lot of that old Hollywood or old Christmas songs and old holiday songs. And so you get this whole, oh, bless you. It gives you this whole feeling. I don't know. And like the laser beams are my favorite part too. And those are new. And I don't know. I'm with Jackie. I was pointing out to Craig. I was like, oh, did you see on this side there? There's like two little people that came out of their window and they were looking. And I think that's Minnie and Mickey. And then they like went back in and, you know.
I love the Hollywood Toy Hotel because I love all the toys that pop out.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
I'm not judging your opinion.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Ooh. No.
Boo to you.
We're not talking about Hollywood.
You take your booze.
You take your booze and shove them in a stocking. Shove them in a sack. Well, that's how we feel about that. Well, how about Jingle Bell Jingle Bam, Steve? Let me read the full description. Behold a snow-stopping spectacular with twinkling fireworks, merry music, and state-of-the-art projections.
It's good.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't have strong feelings about Jingle
My thing
Bell,
is,
Jingle Bam.
I'll say it. I'm happy that it exists. I think it's cool that they have a daily holiday-themed fireworks show at Hollywood Studios. Could it be improved? Yes, 100%. Yeah. The fact that it's hosted by the elves from Prep and Landing doesn't necessarily bother me. If anything, watching that, I was like, oh, maybe I should watch this movie. Or special, whatever it was. But it was... Oh, there were two of them. Mm-hmm. Sugar. I like how they do the projection shows out there. It just kind of felt like there was a couple of missed opportunities in it. Like, I do enjoy the inclusion of Oogie Boogie in it, but it feels like he's kind of the rest of the characters that are brought into it don't really make sense to me. It's just like them being together and happy and in love, but they're not any Christmas characters, really.
So well, I don't know. Yeah, this is the part where it hurts because the story... They have the story that they want to work with, but then they also have to realize, like, okay, well, we need to feature these winter moments and these Christmas-specific moments, but that doesn't really blend in with the story we're trying to tell. So we just have to find fun, creative montage ways to put them in. So that is a big ding. Now that Illuminations is going away at the end of next summer, I really hope that they take the firework budget for that and move it over to Hollywood Studios for everything, but specifically take the Illuminations holiday tag, which is amazing. It's the only, that's why you go and watch Illuminations during the holiday is for that ending.
World War III of Christmas fireworks.
So take those fireworks, spread them out throughout the entire show of Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, and you have an absolute hit. But as it stands, it's good because you can say, well, I can still get my holiday entertainment at night right here. It's not the best, but it's better than nothing.
Right, yeah.
What I wanted to say, but I just couldn't put into words.
It's okay.
Craig just said.
It's okay. We agree with you on this one. What about you, Jackie? What do you think about it?
Well, I've seen this one time, and I do like it. I think that I haven't seen it as often as you guys.
Oh, I've seen it once.
So I have you?
Yeah.
So I'm not missing a story. I'm not really, when I watched it, Prep and Landing it wasn't very old yet.
Yeah, the first time I saw Prep and Landing, I had no clue who they were.
Yeah.
Well, I worked at Hollywood Studios when it came out, so they were pretty, like, forcing that on us at the backlot tour because they had all the posters in the tram part of the tour and stuff, so.
Okay. See, and I mean, I thought it was really cool. I just took it at face value, and, you know, I didn't look for things they could improve on or ways to do it differently. I just sort of sat there and soaked it all in, and
yeah.
And
it doesn't exude the holiday spirit the way I want it to. Like, it feels like the pacing could be a little bit better. But
I will say, though, it's what it did for me was I was kind of the same boat with everyone else. I didn't really know about Prep and Landing, but then when the show debuted a couple of years back, I finally told myself, like, okay, now that this is out there, I actually have to watch it to see what it's like. And I actually really enjoyed it once I did. For years, I just kind of dismissed it every time it would pop on ABC Family. And then it's like, okay, I'll watch it because I want to see what it's like with this show. And it really is entertaining. I don't know if it'll be around in 50 years, but it's something that I watch every year now because of it. So give it a shot.
Pretty cute. Yeah, pretty cute.
Yeah, and there are some familiar voices that'll show up in there too, that Disney voices that I feel like have voiced other things, like Dave Foley and whatnot, David DeLuise, and so on and so forth. Let's move on to the food aspect of this. So Craig and I did get to go over and try a couple of they have pretty much at a lot of the quick service locations, if not all of them, are offering some sort of festive themed treat, dessert, so on, drink, whatever. Craig and I tried a couple of them, and I feel like, in my memory, we enjoyed two out of three of them very much, not disliking the third, but enough that I would definitely get at least one of them again for sure, the eggnog one from Catalina Eddie's.
Yeah, I would say for me, festive treats are definitely a hit, and that's right now, with how it's standing this year in particular, it's more than they've ever offered before. Yeah. It's beyond just your normal, oh, we're Disney, we're going to have to put out a cupcake to celebrate. Yeah. Yes, they do have plenty of holiday cupcakes for you, but it's beyond that with this. It's the eggnog panna cotta, the spiced chocolate verine, strawberries. It was basically just strawberry shortcake with peppermint cream in there as well too. So it, and I will say, Hollywood Studios is starting to overdo it on their puddings. So they've got to pump the brakes on that, because it doesn't want to go from, oh, we only do cupcakes, to we only do pudding. But they're getting close with that there. But then even like beautiful desserts like the pine cone that's over at Backlot Express, that at least the day we went to try to get it, sold out.
Yeah.
Because they can only make so much. It's actual works of art involved here. There's a present at Commissary. There's the
cran apple cinnamon tart or something like
cinnamon
that.
Yeah, cinnamon cran apple tart.
There it is.
At Woody's lunchbox. Yeah. So there is so much. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't all taste good to your palate. The fact that they're putting the effort in and it's creative and thoughtful, that means the most to me.
Did they have, I know last year one of my favorites was the hot chocolate that had
The trio?
They
have it. We haven't had it yet.
Okay.
That's the thing. They've got enough stuff that we're going to make multiple visits out of this.
Okay. Because I really enjoyed it from last year. You get to try, it's like hot chocolate with vodka, whiskey, and.
Oh, hold up. I didn't know there was booze in
bourbon.
It.
Yeah, something like that.
Can you even wrap your head around black cherry bourbon in a hot chocolate?
I know. That's why I'm like, but that's
it's really cool because you, as you're sampling them, you get to see which ones you like, because I was with the group and all four of us got the trio, and then like different people liked different concoctions.
So I'd say I would agree, the hits, the treats, I think the holiday themed treats are a hit for me. Like, it leaves me wanting to go back and get more of them. You know, so that's always a positive thing. There is also, as part of that, Minnie's holiday dine at Hollywood and Vine. If you don't know, there's a character meal there that changes themes throughout the year. And on the first day of the holiday Christmas stuff, we went there and it was still Halloween. So it was Halloween on the inside and Christmas on the outside, but it has since changed over to that. It's going to be that until January 6th of next year. So you can deck the halls at a dazzling dinner party filled with holiday cheer and joy of the season. I've never done this. Has anybody here done this?
I've done the Halloween version.
Yeah.
I've not done it at Christmas, but I have done it other times.
Okay.
And it's pretty darn cute. The reason why I think there's such a value in it is because of the costumes that these guys are in. I mean, they are just cuter than cute.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like any specialty dining there. Yeah. If you want different costumes than you've had before, go for it.
Yep.
If not, don't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you have it. So I won't speak to that being a hit or a miss, although Jackie says it's a hit. So I trust you, Jackie. Let's talk about the decorations in the park. Okay. So there are some new decorations this year. They've got some interesting figurines throughout the park. There's these like three little babies. What are the babies doing? I forget. They're in the bush. You were taking a picture of
them. They're in the bushes with all the twinkly lights in there too. It's freaking fantastic.
Well, first, when you walk up to the park, which is really cool, is in the bushes outside, they have these like twinkling lights out by the like, security checkpoints, which are really nice like thing to greet you with. And then, you know, and then you go into the park, you got the snow, they've got all the, you know, decorations are on the buildings and stuff. You've got those porcelain babies, you got these other ones that have a spoon or something, they're doing something
so
with a spoon.
Cute.
There's ones that are like poodles. And then in Echo Lake, you've got all the Christmas balls that are floating around in there.
Yeah, and the Christmas tree out in the middle of Echo Lake. The reindeer are back in this area, too. Lots of fancy signs on the light poles as well, too, with Santa and reindeers and holiday-inspired items on there. And going back to Hollywood Boulevard, though, I love the fact that they still decorate some of the windows going along there with like the balls that are kicking their legs. Oh, and then right when you're looking at it, you kind of have like Goofy and Mickey and Minnie in a decorated window. I don't know if it's just not out yet, but this year over at Magic Kingdom, they did not have the Christmas Carol dioramas.
During the party?
No, they did not. So I'm like, if they're taking that away and you only have those couple of themed windows, like then Hollywood Studios is going to start winning this battle even more in terms of decoration.
Hollywood Studios, it being the smallest park, probably helps fill the decorations, but it is surprisingly, I think, probably the most covered.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk about Toy Story Land is got holiday decorations this year too. So it's like what you're saying is it extends beyond just the main streets, like the main, you know, Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard. It goes into the park. Essentially, it's essentially covering 2/3 of the park.
The only area that's not is Star Muppets, Wars, right?
Yeah, Muppets in the Star Tours area.
But Muppets has It's a Wonderful Life, or what's the name of the Christmas store? With the snow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good area. Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's got a little touch over there.
It's got a touch of Christmas,
So I'd argue that this one is the most thoroughly decorated. But I think the Toy Story Land decorations, at first, I was kind of like, oh, these are not quite as over the top as I kind of expected it to be. The character meet and greets have their outfits. Santa's got Buzz has his Santa hat on, and you've got Jessie in her vest right out of the that movie you made me watch the other day at the Welcome Center, Christmas with the Cranks. Yes. And,
I love that.
And so, you know, and then, I'm a fan of, and I know Craig, you are too, the popcorn and cranberry, garland that is adorning Woody's lunchbox and stuff over there. But Andy already used Christmas lights to decorate the yard to begin with, so it kind of makes you realize, you're like, oh yeah, it's already did have like the built-in Christmas aspect to it. So
yeah, it needed a little bit more, and I think this is just the first step. Just kind of like last year, they added a lot more at Hollywood Studios with decorations. I think next year we'll see more in Toy Story Land, just once they get a handle on it. I think they're going to go a little bit more all out the next time around. But for a first go, it still beats the first year they did Jingle Cruise, if you remember that, where they didn't add any decorations anywhere, and it was just the different narration. Any direction is a way up.
It's pretty cute. I like Rex's little reindeer ears.
Yeah, I actually that is my favorite one too. So yeah, and a lot of people like Ham's the Christmas cookie.
I love that.
But then Rex also has a Christmas greeting. Oh, for everyone. Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As, as you ride May.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't ridden it yet. Oh,
well, you don't have to ride it. Anyone standing there looking at him will hear it.
Oh.
So it just has a nice holiday greeting. But speaking of that, Slinky Dog Dash has jingle bells attached with it. And if you stand anywhere near it, you'll hear the jingle bells.
Oh, I think that's a really nice touch. Yeah.
And Alien Swirling Saucers has two holiday songs added in their normal rotation, so you might get lucky and hear a nice holiday tune while you're riding it. Just it's not amazing.
You know what would be really cool? Great. Speaking of that, I think since they do those two technically have like their little holiday touch, if like the Aerosmith, I know Aerosmith, they must have a Christmas song out there, a cover of they've done of one at some point. And if not, like pump in that Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas song that we all love so much into that ride. That's all you need to do into that ride. And then you've got a little touch there, you know, because you already got Tower Terror with the stuff on the outside. It would just really make it
just
a Christmas park.
Just a little. See, I feel holiday like it doesn't park. Have to be over the top
yeah.
to be.
No, not when you got snow outside.
With Rock and Roller Coaster, just like they do for Galactic Nights with the Star Wars overlay. Just don't put people in the pre-show. Just have it walk right in, skip that part, and then you can choose whatever music you want for the actual ride itself. Doesn't need to be Aerosmith. So
that's a good point. Easy. Yeah, there you go. Well, so I think, how do we feel overall? We feel like Hollywood Studios is a hit then this holiday season with their decoration and overlay?
I think largely yes for me.
Everyone but Steve agrees.
What? I don't like Sunset Boulevard.
The best part.
I think it's a hit for me.
Yeah.
I really, really can't wait to see those little pink poodles because my great grandma had those. And
oh, those decorations? Yeah.
The little pink poodles and their little ceramic pink poodles. And if you've been to 50s Primetime Cafe, some of the tables have those. You know how they have the decorations are like glued to the.
Yeah.
So some of the booths, you'll see those there. And so I am in love with all of that vintage stuff because my great-grandma's house in Brooklyn looked like that.
That's cute.
It's so cute. And my parents have those little pink poodles at their house. And
well, the best part about this all is it's included with your admission to the park that day. So you get all that kind of extra bonus holiday content without having to pay for it other than your park, your that day of ticket. So I think that's an extra bonus right there in itself. So there you have it. That is what we felt like was a hit or miss in regards to holiday entertainment this year at Disney's Hollywood Studios. If you are listening to this on iTunes, please feel free to rate and review us. If you are watching on YouTube, please leave some comments in the comment section below with ideas for future topics or just what your favorite holiday entertainment is. Maybe you've been to Hollywood Studios and we missed some stuff that you want us to go back and check out there. I would happily go back there and do that. Thank you guys for having this discussion. Thank you everyone out there for watching. And we will see you next time with another episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World.